The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for girls high school tournament basketball as Highland goes against Strasburg. Here is Matt Croy.
And good afternoon from Dover High School. The number one seed Highland Lady Hawks, a record of 20-4, and they won two in a row, seven of the last eight. They're trying to capture their third consecutive district championship. They have to do it against the two seed, though, Strasburg, the Lady Tigers, a record of 24-1. That's a school record, 24 wins of the season for them. They won 10 straight. They're going for their first district championship since 1979. Stay tuned. We'll speak with Highland head basketball coach Brady Stable on the pregame show on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hobbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Are you covered?
Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for the long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobronsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
Inside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Slaybaugh come off that 47-40 win over River to advance on to this district championship game. And Trish Troyer, one of those players who can get heat, get hot at any time. Brady, really a big difference maker that last game with those 18 points.
Yeah, exactly. It was good to see her shoot it well. She's playing at such a high level right now. I think mentally she's locked in, and you know, hopefully we can bring that confidence with us today.
You mentioned today, of course, taking on Stallsburg. Of course, you think about the rematch upon rematches there. But you beat them last year in the district tournament. They beat you in the IVC showcase, and kind of a little mini rivalry here with two teams out of the IVC that should know each other extremely well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, because both teams are, you know, so high level, very well coached, it just kind of creates that little bit of natural rivalry. I don't think there's much hatred, but it's just that natural rivalry of two really, really good teams that, you know, game can go either way. Game's going to be won and lost on every play, and so I think our girls are ready for it.
You kind of go back to the IVC showcase loss there. I've looked at, you know, 4 of 18 on two-point shots, and kind of, that simplifies a little bit. Yeah, you want to make shots here, but certainly this team more than capable of doing that against anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think our girls kind of handled the atmosphere pretty well last time, and, you know, the second half we just didn't make shots. Got some decent looks. Hopefully today we can get a few better looks and, you know, get some of our shooters going a little bit.
I look back for them. I think they had 6 turnovers that last game. How much of it also, and obviously credit to them certainly for that, trying to ramp up the defensive pressure, to try to make it a little more uncomfortable for them this time around.
Yeah, it's important. And, you know, they have a great point guard who's not going to turn it over just from one-on-one pressure. And so doing some of the other little things, taking away entry passes, stuff like that, are going to be where we can really ramp up that pressure a little bit. But at the end of the day, they got two really, really good players inside. Riley Thomas is a you know, she's a once-in-a-decade type athletic ability. She's, you know, mentally, she's a dog. And so, you know, she's going to be some of our focus today, too.
Big folks with them, obviously. And you look at your folks inside, Joplin Yoder being one of the stands out, Ellie Habiger, and certainly a big day for them also to match up with them.
Yeah, of course. I feel like they did a pretty good job a couple weeks ago defending them. And hopefully we can get a little bit more scoring today out of them and, you know, see some of that, see the ball go through the hoop would be really good.
Bottom line is, you get to this point, Brady, this point or beyond, you expect to have a battle, right? You expect to be a test. That's why you play those tough opponents throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, exactly. You can do all the scouting. You can know everything that's coming. But at the end of the day, it's about going out and making the plays, the 50-50 balls, you know, hitting big shots, being willing to take big shots, and you know, put it all out there, leave it with no regrets.
Brady, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Slaybaugh.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek. Walnut Hills has been awarded a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine that rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages, and the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the results-driven therapy services at Walnut Hills, call 330-893-3200.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
This, of course, is a rematch of last year's Division IV District Championship game, and that was played at Saney Valley when Highland defeated Strollsburg in that game 45-36. The game where Highland led 13-12 after one, and they had a 24-20 lead at the half. But Strollsburg outscored Highland 8-3 in that third quarter, and Strollsburg had a one-point lead at 28-27 through three. But then the fourth quarter belonged to the Lady Hawks as Highland would outscore Strollsburg 18-8 in that final frame. And Highland got the 45-36 win last season in the District Championship game. One key stat, Highland forcing 19 turnovers on Strollsburg in that game last year. Just 8 for Highland in getting that 9-point victory. For Highland, of course, leading the way in that game, Ashley Mullen had 19 points. Joplin Yoder had 11 points and 5 boards in that win. For Strollsburg, it was Riley Thomas who had 14 points and 12 rebounds in the loss. Again, Highland got the win over Strollsburg in last season's district title contest. And, of course, after that, for Highland, move on to the regional semifinals to the Lady Hawks, and Highland got the win there as they defeated Portsmouth Notre Dame 58-23, and then fell to Waterford in the regional championship game 53-51 in overtime. Waterford would go on to fall to Fort Loramie in the state championship last season. Stay tuned, we'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Two teams, of course, out of the IVC. Highland, the IVC South Division champions, while Strasburg was the IVC North Division champions. As Strasburg clinched it for the fourth straight year, Highland, of course, clinching their 30th consecutive IVC championship. For Highland, they lost their first game of the year, a five-point loss to Strongsville. They won 13 straight before losing both their games at the Classic of the Country to Kettering Ultra by 4 points, 32-28, lost 47-29 to Brush. Then won five in a row before falling to Strasburg in an IVC showcase game to close out the regular season. 48-38. Strasburg, their only loss came at the Classic in the Country as they went down to Bellevue 46-17. Other than that, all victories for the Strasburg team. A school record 24 wins. They're 24-1. Highland a record of 20-4. Highland averaging 53.5 points per game. Strasburg averaging 58 a game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 33.5 points per contest, while the Tigers go up 30.3 a game on the defensive end so far for them this season. Koozie Border alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some thoughts from Koozie right after this here on WKLM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Stock up and save all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Libby's Country Sausage Gravy, two for $3. 24-ounce Hunt Spaghetti Sauce, two for $3. Chef Boyardee Pasta, four for $5. Van Camp's Beanie Weenies, four for $5. 15-ounce Libby's Corned Beef Hash, $3.48. And 6-ounce Hunt's Tomato Paste, four for $5. Plus, get Springer Mountain Farms Bone-In Split Chicken Breast, $1.98 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
This is the Girls Division 7 District Championship game from Dover High School, and the winner moves on to the regional semifinals. It'll be next Thursday, February 27th, against either Furnace Green or South Gallia at 8 p.m. over at Logan High School. Strasburg trying to get there for the first time since 1979. Strasburg, as they went to the regionals in back-to-back years of the 78 and 79 seasons, where they fell to Buckeye Trail in the regional semifinals both of the seasons, but have not been to the regionals since then. Highland, of course, they're going for them, their third straight district title, and they've actually have been there as well for Highland, nine of their last 10 what years they've been to the regional tournament and have captured 23 district titles in their school history. McAway alongside Cousy Border for this afternoon's contest. We're going to look at that game back at the IVC Showcase. Cousy, really a first half of crazy runs in that first half. How got that great start that had trouble with the offense kind of after that?
Yeah, Matt, we really a very interesting game in that IVC Showcase where, it was a game of runs, like you said. You know, Highland went up 14-0 to start the game, then Strasburg went up 24-0 run, and then Highland goes 7-0 runs to make a 24-21. But no, this game here, Matt, I mean, both teams, they can't give up large runs to each other, right? And so obviously you got to contain that. I think that's going to be a big key. I think foul trouble, you know, the first game, I think both Riley Thomas and Macy Mullick got in foul trouble for each team. I think how the game will be officiated, we'll, you know, see how that favors either one. But certainly then turnovers. I mean, Strasburg did such an outstanding job in that first game of only 6 turnovers. Sophia Secrets is a dynamite point guard. Highland has to create tempo and turn them over.
We'll see what happens here this afternoon, that's for sure. You look at both teams do each other extremely well. Cousy, obviously, from the IVC, and I'm sure both teams have been kind of game planning for this matchup here since that last game.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, you know, I think Highland has gotten Strasburg, I think, the last 2 years in the district final. Strasburg's led by first-year coach Tyler Bates that took Loudonville to the state tournament. He brings a tremendous, well-coached team. So I think, you know, even back in the summer when Coach Bates got the Strasburg job, people kind of said, okay, you know, it's going to be Strasburg-Highland in district final, and here it is, kind of what you expected.
We'll see what happens this afternoon. Cousy Border will be along with the starting lineup. Before that, we'll have the national anthem, so stay tuned for that. All coming up on the pregame show on WKLM.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Remember, we are also live streaming Girls Division 4 District Championship Basketball this afternoon over at New Philadelphia, West Holmes against Indian Creek. That will also be live streaming as we speak on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxton Communications. So you can also tune in for that as well. Of course, you have Boys Division 5 Sectional Championship Basketball tonight, Meadowbrook's at Galloway, also on YouTube, and also Girls Division 6 District Championship Basketball later on tonight. We have Wayne against Kansas Pacific Catholic from Girard. That's also live streamed tonight on the WKLM YouTube page. And this afternoon's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Middlesbrough. And we'll be picking up that national anthem live here at the court momentarily.
To honor America, this time we ask those able to please stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats and join us for the playing of our national anthem.
Once again, this afternoon, starting a national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the story line is being brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors just outside of Millersburg off State Route 39. Try the Viwinkle line of windows with energy-efficient technology, and they will save you money on energy costs at Holmes Siding. Now, with this afternoon, the starting lineups, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you so much. For the Strasburg Tigers, who are the visitors on the scoreboard, led by Coach Tyler Bates, they go this way. Number two is a 5'3 junior, Lila Wiggs. Number five is the point guard, the 5'3 junior, Sophia Sechrist. Number four, a 6'1 junior, Allie Miller. Number 22 is a 5'11 senior post, Riley Thomas, averaging 17.8 per game. And rounding out the lineup for Strasburg is number 23, a 5'5 junior, Ellie Gilkerson. For the Highland Hawks, goes by Brady Slayball, they go this way. Number two is Macy Mollett, the 5'6 sophomore. Number 11, 5'5 junior, Evie Mast. Number 15, 5'7 senior, Trish Troyer. In the post for the Hawks is number three, a 5'10 senior, Ellie Habiger. And rounding out the lineup for the Highlanders is the 6-foot senior, number 35, averaging 16 points per game, headed to Ashland University, Joplin Yoder.
Highland, the top seed, a record of 20-4. They won two straight, seven of the last eight, going for their third consecutive district championship. And Strasburg, the two seed, a record of 24-1. That's a school record, 24 wins of the season. They won 10 straight, going for their first district title since 1979. And the starting line is brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors, offering Puvia exterior doors, professionally crafted and customized to meet your needs in style. Call for a free home consultation at 888-725-6000. 619 at Holmes Siding. We'll take a quick break. Come back to the opening tip after this on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobburn from Hobburn's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
And for this afternoon for Highland, wear their white jerseys and white shorts, red numerals and black trim. Strasburg, black jerseys, black shorts, white numerals and orange trim as well. Of course, Matt Coy alongside David Cousy Border for this afternoon's broadcast. We are video live streaming today's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team of Aiden Garbrandt, who is producing today's live stream coverage, and also Owen Garbrandt working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for this afternoon's contest. And it's also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaise DeMullins is back at the studio. And, of course, a lot of good crowd on hand here at Cousy, and a lot of people also tuning in from back home and all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I mean, very highly tuned in game. I'm getting texts like crazy from different people. Sheldon Madonna Schrock headed to Pittsburgh Airport. Merle Yoder back in Winesburg. We have people listening all over the place. What a great atmosphere, right? I mean, district finals, a lot on the line, trip to the Sweet 16. Definitely what you would expect at March Madness. Well, it feels like March. I know it's only February 22nd, but it does feel like March.
Absolutely, no question. You're talking about trying to get going to the state every year, but it really kind of starts with this, right? I mean, it's hard to get there, and you got to have big wins like this against big opponents to get to that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, both programs coming in, at the classic, Strasburg's only lost was to Bellevue, but, Matt, to me, a lot in this game, especially early, is how do teams handle the emotion? How do teams handle the atmosphere? How do they get to the next play when they make a mistake? I'm really curious to see what happens, but again, ultimately, both teams cannot give up big runs to each other like what happened at the IVC Showcase.
Jumping for Strasburg, Riley Thomas, the 5'11 senior. Of course, for Highland, it'll be Joplin Yoder, the 6-foot senior. Just about ready to get things away. Girls Division 7 District Championship basketball from Dover. There's the whistle. And here is the toss. It'll be won by Strasburg going from right to left at Dover High School. Sophia Sechrist, the junior point guard, will have it across the half-court line, guarded by Edie Mast. Picks it up too soon. Now bounce pass goes to Thomas on the left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Thomas cut off. Kicks it right corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Gilkerson. Knocked down. L.A. Gilkerson gives Strasburg a 3-0 lead. Highland ball going from left to right. Macy Mullet into the front court. Calls out the play. Her pass goes over to Habiger on the left wing. Trish Troyer back out top. Here's Edie Bass. Back on the right side, here's Macy Mullet, who calls out the play again near that midcourt line. Highland down 3-0, and they had the basketball. Mullet looks at it, gets a pass off over to Trish Troyer. Now to Evie Mast out top. Back in the corner, no, instead pass out top to Troyer. On the right side, here's Macy Mullet. Back in the right wing goes to Joplin Yoder. Picks it up, Yoder. Cross-court pass received now by Mullet. And examine that Strasburg defense. Her three-pointer from the top of the key going to be off the mark. Rebound corralled by Sechrist. Strasburg ball after that zone defense. Sechrist across the half-court line. Pass the corner goes to Gilkerson. Inside now to Thomas. Backs it in. Layup going to be no good. That's just made out by Allie Miller. Rebound grabbed by Lila Wiggs. Now Strasburg has the ball again on the offensive rebound. Here's Sechrist to the left side. Bump. No foul. Her pass goes cross-court to Gilkerson. Gilkerson to the baseline. Her 15-footer up in the air going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball down 3-0. Macy Mullet across the half-court line. On the left wing, Trish Troyer. Backs it up. Back to Macy Mullet. Around the foul circle. Here's Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer from the top of the key going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be chased after by Hoppiger, who's out of bounds off of who? It'll be off of Highland, and Strasburg will have the basketball.
Yeah, a couple good looks for Highland. Gets that 2-3 zone. Got to get some shots to go down. But yeah, I mean, you know, Highland playing good man-to-man defense here, making Strasburg work for their offensive possessions.
6:15 to play first quarter. McRoy alongside David Cousy-Water for the Saturday's broadcast. Here's Sechrist to the front court. Has it high on the right. Bounce pass. Deflected and stole away by Trish Troyer. Troyer on the fast break the other way. Troyer takes it to the corner. Spins around. She'll find a Mast out top down to Macy Mullet. On the right point, here's Habiger. She'll find Edie Mass to reset the offense. On the right side, back to Macy Mullet. 3-0 to Strasburg. Highland has the basketball. Mullet back near that midcourt line. Cole's at the play. On the right point, picks it up. Bounce pass goes to Joplin Yoder. She fumbles it. Grabbed by Macy Mullet. Back in the corner now. Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down.
Good look by Trish. Great job by Macy getting her the ball where she can catch and shoot.
Still hot from that district semifinal game where she scored a season-high 18 points. Tied at 3. Here's Sechrist on the left wing for Strasburg. Pass inside. Goes to Thomas. Her shot no good, but she's fouled for that left block by Ellie Habiger.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell Riley Thomas is super active without the basketball, Matt. She definitely did a good job of posting. Highland defensively has to limit her touches.
Good cut that time to get that ball in that right post, no doubt. Thomas, 5'11", senior, averaging 17.8 a game and just over 10.5 rebounds a game, so averaging a double-double. First free throw good. She's a 61% free throw shooter on the season. That's her first point. Now a 4-3 Strasburg advantage. Perrin Mischler checking in now for Highland, and Torrey Weaver also in as well.
Yeah, and Spidell came in for Strasburg, Matt. She had a big game the first time at the IBC Showcase. Highland's going to have to limit her in this game.
Free throw good by Thomas, buries them both. Yeah, Spidell had 15 points in that win for Strasburg. 5-3 Strasburg. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet. Kicks it out top. Trish Troyer. Troyer looking. Out top now to Joplin Yoder. Jab step. Head fake. Now dribbles it to the foul line. Her pass the corner goes to Perrin Mischler. She'll take her right wing. Back over to Macy Mullet on the right point. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. Going to be a foul called away from the basketball. And getting physical on the left wing by Torrey Weaver, but the foul slapped on Strasburg. And that'd be Addison Sibula. First team foul on the Lady Tigers. So Highland to win, man, at beneath their own backboard, trailing 5-3. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Yoder's pass goes to Weaver in the corner. Pokluska's out of bounds. That'll be off the hands of Riley Thomas.
Yeah, even against this zone, Strasburg very, very active against this 2-3 zone, putting pressure on the, you know, on the ball all the time, and Highland's getting a little bit stronger with the basketball.
Weaver now to win battle. Her pass to the left wing goes to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down. Joplin Yoder gives Highland a 6-5 advantage.
Yeah, good face-up three there for Joplin.
And their first lead, Strasburg has it. Pass to the right side. Over to Allie Miller, now to the corner to Sibula. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Thomas. Her putback no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Sibula. Her putback is going to be good. And this is Sibula after the offensive rebound, 7-6 Strasburg lead. Highland ball. Here's Macy Miller. Drive to the lane. Her layup on the glass. It's going to be no good. Missed it. Rebound grabbed inside by Cibola. Tigers ball to the front court. Here's Sechrist on the left wing. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. They trail it 7-6. 4:12 to play in the first quarter from Dover. Macy Mullen into the front court, guarded by Sechrist. Bounce pass to Joplin, deflected away by Allie Miller. Joplin will track it back down. Now to Macy Mullen on the left wing. Back to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be good again. That's a good sign for Highland. Back-to-back threes, Joplin Yoder.
Wow, Highland's got 9 points, three threes. I mean, yeah, they're shooting the ball well from the three-point line. Highland's got a score in the post, though, as well.
Here's a runner by Sechrist. Her shot high at the glass. No good by Sechrist. Rebound tipped in the hands of Macy Mullen. Highland ball. They're up 9-7. Mullen has the poke loose. Out of bounds by Sechrist. Lady Hawks will keep the basketball. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It'll be brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service.
I'll tell you what, that first 4.5 minutes, the pace is hectic. You can tell a lot of tired bodies out there getting rotations in, getting subs in.
Bench certainly going to be huge in this matchup this afternoon. No question about it. Macy Mullen has it into the front court. Her pass now to Para Mishler on the right wing. Out top to Habiger. Dribbles it to the foul circle. Down to the foul line. Habiger to the left blocker. Shot left hand going to be good.
Yeah, really great job there by Ellie Habiger getting to the rim.
Great take. She has her first two. 11-7 Highland.
Yeah, she got low with the dribble. Got by the defender. Low and really finished with the left hand. Nice job by Ellie.
3:12 and counting in the first quarter. Strollsburg basketball. Pass inside goes to Thomas. Her shot off the last. That's going to be good.
That's just too easy. Too easy.
She has 4 points. Her first field goal. 11-9 Highland. Pass inside. Knocked out of bounds by the trailing Riley Thomas.
Yeah, Riley Thomas is so active offensively. I mean, Highland's got to do a better job of really knowing where she's at, playing better post position defensively. Because Strollsburg looking for her all the time.
Absolutely. Trish Troyer gets back in for Tori Weaver. 11-9 Highland to inbound beneath throw backboard. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Embedded to the right wing, grabbed by Evie Mass. Drive. Mass has a put close. Dives after it and going to be tied up, it looks like. Arrow does stay there with Highland.
Yeah, you know, that's a 55th ball. I'll give Evie credit, right? She lost it. The possession's with Highland. She dove on the floor, kept the arrow here. So, yeah, I mean, it could have been a turnover, kept it here. Good job by Evie.
Good hustle to get to that. Joplin Yoder back in after a quick rest, replacing Perrin Mishler. Inbounded to Joplin Yoder to the corner. Hands it off to Macy Mullen. Al top, Evie Master. Three-pointer going to be high in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be out of bounds. Both players diving after the basketball. Be out of bounds to Strollsburg, though. But can't fault that effort on either side.
No, I mean, both players diving into the first row of the stands there.
11-9 Highland. Strollsburg has the basketball. Inbounded to Spiedel. Olivia Spiedel now dribbles it to the right point. 2:40 to play in the quarter. Out of the foul line. Pass goes to the corner now. Here's the dribble to the foul line. Pass inside. Going to be shut up in there by Riley Thomas. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ellie Habiger. Here's Macy Miller with it to the front court. Now the Trish Troyer, but stolen away, but thrown back into the hands of Ellie Habiger. So Highland will retain possession. Here's Macy Miller to the front court. Highland the two-point lead. Bullet now high on the right against Sechrist. Pass to the left side. Trish Troyer out top. Joplin Yoder. Yoder, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be good again.
How about Joplin?
Her third three-pointer.
3 for 4 from the three. That was with a hand in the face.
14-9 on the contested three-point shot nailed by Joplin Yoder. Highland, a five-point lead. Pass inside. Going to be a simple. She wasn't expecting it, though. It was stolen away by Habiger. That's the second Strollsburg turnover. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullen. Pass to the corner. Goes over to Edie Mast. Mast dribbles it out top. Gets the handoff back to Macy Mullen.
Yeah, Strasburg in a man-to-man now. They can't sit in that zone the way Highland's shooting the ball from the three right now.
Trish Troyer on the left wing backs it up. Al top now to Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it. Handoff. Three-pointer Macy Mullen going to be no good. Rebound goes to Riley Thomas. Strasburg ball down 14-9. Sechrist dribbles it to the foul line to the lane. Her shot left hand out of bounds. And it'll be off of Evie Mass. It'll stay with Strollsburg. At the conclusion of this contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville.
Yeah, nice job by Sechrist getting to the rim. Highland did a good job of, like, packing that up. So Strollsburg takes it out baseline here.
Embedded to Sechrist inside the Spiedel. On the left wing, back over to Lila Wiggs. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four is scooped up by Ellie Habiger. Highland ball, 1:14 to play in the first quarter. Joplin Yoder on the left wing. Her step back, three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound goes to Riley Thomas. Tigers with it. Seacrest pass goes front court to Spidell. Spidell, a three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Habiger again.
Great job by Ellie. That's her third defensive rebound already.
Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Highland has the basketball. Macy Mullet to the front court. Her pass, left side, Trish Troyer, out top to Edie Mast. Down to 45 seconds. Steve Highland goes for that final shot of the first quarter. Mast picks it up. Bounce pass goes to Macy Mullet near that midcourt line. 35 seconds on the right wing, Joplin Yoder. She'll dribble it. Gets it a left cross-court pass to Trish Troyer. 30 seconds to go. Alla Joplin Yoder at the mid-post area. Her shot up in the air going to be knocked down.
Yeah. Great score up by Joplin. Good possession there by Highland.
She thought, why not? She has 11 points. 16-9 Highland. 15 seconds. Stralsburg ball. Here's Seacrest down top. Down to 12 seconds to go. Now down to 10. Seacrest dribbles it. 8 seconds to go. On the right wing. Crossover out top. Seacrest. Three-pointer. Goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. And over to Macy Mullet to close out the first quarter. At the end of one, and girls Division 7 district championship basketball at Highland 16 in Stralsburg 9. Back after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
One tie and three lead changes in that first quarter. Highland has a 7-point lead to begin the second. Winner of the scheme moves on to the regional semifinals on Thursday, February 27th against either Furnace Green or South Gallia at 8 p.m. over at Logan High School. Stralsburg with the ball first here at side court. Riley Thomas to inbound it. Goes over to Sophia Seacrest. We'll look at those first quarter numbers momentarily here from Cousy. Pass left side, knocked out of bounds by Mullet. And first quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy. Highland was 4-for-9 on 3-point tries for 44% shooting. Stralsburg 1-for-6 for just 17%. Highland 2-for-2 from the from 2-point range. Stralsburg 2-for-6 for 33%. Highland did not attempt the foul shot. Stralsburg was 2-for-2. Stralsburg out rebounding Highland 9-7 in the first. No turnovers for Highland. 2 for Stralsburg in that first quarter of play. And 5-second violation as too much dribbling for Seacrest out top. That causes the third Stralsburg turnover.
Great on-ball pressure by Evie Mass forcing that 5-second call. That's the third Stralsburg turnover already here in this game, Matt. And we talked about turning them over. Highland's doing a nice job of that here early.
Yes, they are. Highland ball. Here's Mullet to the corner. Juggles it. Pass inside. Knocked out of bounds by Allie Miller. It'll stay with Highland.
Yeah. That's kind of like the Highland's had about 4 or 5 possessions where you think they're going to turnover, almost do, and stays Highland ball.
Breaks going their way. It'll be Joplin Yoder now to inbound the basketball. Looking. Pass right side. Going to be corralled by Trish Troyer. Her pass down to Macy Mullet. Right side, Joplin Yoder. Yoder, head fake. Dribbles it to the foul line. On the left point, goes over to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul circle. Out top now to Habiger. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Goes out of bounds. Saved, actually, by Troyer, but grabbed by Seacrest. Stralsburg ball. Seacrest on the fast break. Dribbles it to the bucket. Seacrest shot left hand. Firstly blocked by Habiger. And going after the loose ball was Habiger and Riley Thomas going to call a foul, though.
Yeah, the rest, they're letting them play here, Matt.
Yes, they are. They're going to call that on Habiger that time. First team foul on Highland, and Habiger has her second personal foul. So Thomas is at the foul line, where she is 2-for-2. She has 4 points so far on the afternoon. Yoder Family Roofing and Spedding, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spedding needs. First free throw good by Thomas. She has 5 first half points. 16-10 Highland.
Well, one thing already, Matt, we don't have the crazy 14-0, 24 runs like the IBC joke. It's pretty much been seesaw back and forth here.
Yes, it has. That free throw going to be good on the second attempt as well by Thomas. 16-11 Highland. They'll have it with 7 minutes to play second quarter. Mullet double teamed to the backcourt, being knocked out of bounds by Sophia Seacrest.
Yeah, Strasburg did a good job of look at that trap, putting Macy in an uncomfortable position.
Torrey Weaver now to inbound it, just shy of the midcourt line as Perrin Mishler checks back in to replace Edie Mast. Weaver's pass goes to Macy Moa. Joel Chicken across the timeline against Seacrest. Now dribbles it out top, now to the left wing. Pass left side goes to Trish Troyer. Into the corner to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Macy Mullet, her first point. 19-11 Highland. Stolzberg with it. Here's Seacrest. Dribbles it high on the right against Perrin Mishler. Cross-court pass. Now received by Wiggs. Inside Riley Thomas. Thomas shot off the last. Going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the hands of Torrey Weaver. Weaver pass front court. Goes to a streaking Perrin Mishler. Thrown just a little bit too far ahead of her, though, and out of bounds. That'll be Highland's first turnover of this first half. Good idea, though. Just couldn't track it down.
It was. Yeah, Highland playing a little tempo here. Absolutely.
6.5 to play, second quarter. Strasburg ball. They trail it by 8. Seacrest across the timeline. He is guarded by Mishler. Takes it right wing on the dribble. Fumbles it. Gets back to it. Picks it up now. Pass goes to the corner now over to Gilkerson. Cross-court pass now to Wiggs. Her three-pointer going to be no good. No, it bounces in. Excuse me.
Well, that's a bounce if I've ever seen one. It was. It was no good. It was going off.
Unreal. Three-pointer left wing by Troyer. That's nothing but that.
There you go. Great job by Highland of pushing tempo.
Trish Troyer, second three of the half. 22-14, Lady Hawks. Here's Seacrest to the foul line. Her 15-footer goes up, and they are going to be... Nope, it is knocked down. Left her open, she buried it. Seacrest, her first two of the game. Timeout called. 5:46 to play in the half. Highland 22 and Strasburg 16. This is girls' district championship basketball on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And Highland has a 6-point advantage here in the second quarter. It'll be Lady Hawks basketball out of the timeout. Half-court defense applied by Strasburg. McCoy alongside David Cousy Border for this afternoon's broadcast. And Macy Mullet will walk it across the half-court line. Mullet has it out top. Bounce pass left to the foul line. Joplin Yoder. Yoder drive to the lane. Her layup with the last. That's going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the hands of Sophia Seacrest. Strasburg on the fast break. Seacrest on the right wing. Backs it up to the corner, now to the baseline, cut off by Evie Mast. Her pass down to Cibola, lobs the right post inside to Riley Thomas. Her shot going to be up, good, and foul on the double team. Foul on Joplin Yoder, and Riley Thomas a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, really good finish by Riley Thomas. Tell you what, when she catches it in the post, there's no doubt what's going to happen with it.
No doubt.
She is looking to put the ball up, and she does a very good job with that.
Got the great finish. So, indeed, that will be on Joplin, her first personal, second team foul on Highland. Thomas has 8 points. That free throw going to be good, but wave it off. It was a lane violation. So, yeah, I just think just...
Just a violation, right?
Exactly.
No turnover. Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
So Hilo will have it up by 4, 22-18. Here's Macy Mullet to the front court. Fast pass into the hands of Joplin Yoder. Back to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointers up in there going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Riley Thomas. That lets a pass to Seacrest. Strasburg basketball into the front court. Here's Seacrest with it out top. Seacrest dribbles it. Crossover to the foul line. To Lane. Her layup left hand going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Joplin Yoder. To Evie Mast. Back to Yoder. She'll find Macy Mullet across the timeline. Mullet to the foul line. Mullet runner up there going to be no good, but she was undercut by Spidell. That'll send her to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, good job of Macy just getting to that mid-range and drawing contact, going to the free throw line for first two free throw attempts for Highland here.
Olivia Spidell, her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter on Strasburg. Reminder, later on tonight, we'll have high school scoreboard We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. And that'll be brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Free throw knocked down by Macy Mullen. A 71% free throw shooter on the year for Mullen. 5'6 sophomore point guard, averaging 8 points a game and 2 rebounds per contest. That free throw is good as well. Mullen has 5 points in the first half. 24-18 Highland. Strasburg ball. Here's Thomas to the front court. On the left wing. Double team with it. Poke loose. It's a pass off out top to Spiedel. Her pass goes left side to Sibylla. Her three-pointer up in the air going to be no good. Rebound will grab by Sibylla. Her putback going to be no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Yoder on the fast break. To the corner. Goes over to Macy Mullen. She'll take it out top. The handoff to Edie Master. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound, though, to the corner. Saved by Joplin Yoder, but grabbed by Allie Miller. She'll corral it. Outlets the pass. Just stole it away, though. Over to Edie Mast. Mast to the right wing goes Paramischler. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Paramischler, the freshman, her first points of the game. Highland a 27-18 lead.
Yeah, Paramischler's been playing really, really well for Highland. Much more aggressive. Great looking stroke there.
That came after the fourth Strasburg turnover of the game. Sechrest has it out top. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Sechrest. Pass left to the foul line. Riley Thomas. Thomas to the lane. Thomas shot inside. Going to be off the glass and good.
Well, she's a load. She's a great player.
She has 6 in the quarter. 10 for the ballgame. 27-20 Highland. 3:40 and counting. Second quarter. Bullet across the timeline. And a timeout called by Highland, it looks like. 3:36 to play in the half. Highland 27. Strasburg 20. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland ball out of the timeout. They have that 7-point lead. Macy Mullen has it. And works it across the timeline against Sophia Sechrest. Dribbles it left point. Spins around to the right wing. Mullet, bounce pass inside, going to be knocked away by Allie Miller, defending Joplin Yoder inside.
Yeah, good little quick hitter that Highland wanted to do right after that timeout. And Macy tried to get the ball into Joplin. Good job defensively by Strasburg.
And it'll be Macy Mullet to inbound it for Highland beneath the own backboard. A Mullet looking. Pass goes to Paramischler. Now to Edie Mast. Mast will back it up. Crossover to the foul line. To the lane. Mast. Run up in there. Going to be no good, but she drew a foul. Had a step on Addison Sibylla. And that'll send Edie Mast to the foul line.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Evie kind of doing exactly what Macy did there earlier. A couple of possessions ago, right? Get to that mid-range. Draw contact. Get to the free throw line.
Second personal on Sibylla. Second team foul on Strasburg. Evie Mast at the charity stripe. 5'5 junior guard. Free throws up. Going to be good. 57% free throw shooter of the year. Averaging 6.5 points and 2.5 rebounds during the tournament run. That's her first point so far in the first half of this contest. Second free throw is up, going to be good as well. 29-20, Highland with the lead. Here's Sechrest with it for Strasburg across the timeline. Nearing the 3-minute mark of the first half. Her pass goes cross-court to Sibylla. Now to Spiedel. Wasn't looking for it, though. Deflected in the hands of Sechrest. Sechrest on the left side. Back in the corner, Sibylla for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Spiedel to the opposite corner. Spiedel dribbles it to the lane. Out top goes to Thomas. Deflected away and dove after by Chris Troyer. She'll get the steal. That Evie Mass has it stolen right back by Spiedel. Strasburg ball. Spiedel out top. That was Highland's just their second turnover. 5 for Strasburg. Here's Sechrest on the right wing. backs it up, picks it up too soon. Fast pass to Thomas. Thomas thought about it, poke loose, dribbles it now. Al top to Sibylla. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. She's down by Seacrest. Her reverse layup is going to be no good. Rebound to the four again. Dive move after. It's going to be somehow grabbed by Sibylla. Back to Allie Miller. Her shot no good, but a foul. Salzburg, a couple offensive rebounds, Cousy, and they finally get to the foul line.
They did, Matt. Yeah, and obviously Highland gave up way too many offensive rebounds. Eventually, against a good team, they're going to make you pay. And there they did, but yeah. I mean, Highland's doing a good job defensively of forcing Strasburg into tough shots, but they got to clean up the possession, rebound the basketball.
13 foul on Highland in the quarter. First personal on Edie Mast. Allie Miller's at the foul line. Free throw is going to be no good. 6'1 junior Allie Miller, and averaging 10 points and 5.5 rebounds. A 57% free throw shooter on the season.
You know, Matt, I like that we talked a little bit off air. I like that Trish Troyer guarding Riley Thomas. Just a different matchup. Trish doing a great job on her.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Here's Macy Miller for Highland. To the front court, goes to Trish Troyer. Couldn't handle the pass through her hands and out of bounds. So that will be a turnover. Just the third on the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, I think Coach Slaybaugh's okay with that turnover because, you know, Highland looking to play fast, looking to play tempo. The transition three is a tough one to guard. I think if Trish corrals that pass, it's probably going up.
Absolutely. 29-20 Highland. Seacrest has it now for the Lady Tigers. 2:09 to play and counting first half. Seacrest to the foul line. Gets the hand out to Riley Thomas. Into the corner now to Spidell. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four is corralled by Macy Mullen. Mullen on the fast break for Highland. On the left wing goes to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down.
There it is. Just like the possession before. If she catches it in transition, it's going up.
And after a third three-pointer made of the first half, 9 points for Troyer. Highland up 32-20. 1:40 to play in the half. Schultzberg ball to the corner, goes to Sibylla. Her cross-court pass left side to Lila Wiggs. Wiggs three-pointer, that's going to be no good. Rebound to the four is going to be grabbed by Kara Mishler, who was knocked to the floor. She had a great box out on Sibylla.
Outstanding box out by Perrin Mishler. Absolutely.
Third personal on Sibylla, 13th Al Salzburg. I know that's not an accident, Cousy. That's worked on a lot in practice at Highland.
Tremendous. Exactly. Rebounding drills. I mean, great job by Perrin, the freshman. She's not playing like a freshman right now, Matt. I mean, she first half of the season, she looked like a freshman, but man, the last 2 weeks, she has really stepped it up.
Yeah, not anymore for sure. Highland has it to the quarter. Here's Mishler. Perrin Mishler with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed, though, by Trish Troyer. Out of Edie Mast. Mast dribbles it out top to the foul line. Mast looking. Bounce pass right side to Perrin Mishler. Back out top to Macy Mullen. Bump, new foul. Jab step. Pass goes right side, Joplin Yoder. 1:08 to play in the half. Yoder drive. Pass left side. Goes to Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down again.
Man, Highland on fire from the three.
Wow.
On the offense, the first offensive rebound Highland had was Trish Troyer. That one, they make him pay with a three.
Mullen, her second made three-pointer of the half. 8 points for her. 35-20 Highland, a 15-point advantage. Seacrest, three-pointer top of the key, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. Meanwhile, Strasburg ice cold on the other side.
See, they go with the hot hand here. See if they're not going to put up another three.
Pass right side goes to Edie Mast. She'll dribble it. Over to Perrin Mishler out top. Back to Trish Troyer high on the left side. Gets the handoff back to Macy Mullen.
Good discipline here by Highland.
Working that clock down. 18 seconds to go in the half. 15 seconds. Mullen has it high on the right. Mullen guarded by Seacrest. 12 seconds. Pass right side, Joplin Yoder. 10 seconds to go. Yoder jab step, dribbles it. Three-pointer by Joplin Yoder. Going to be knocked down.
Wow.
Rain and threes for the Lady Hawks in the first half. Shot at midcourt by Gilkerson. No good. That'll do it for the first half of play on the step-back three-pointer by Joplin Yoder.
Incredible shot by Joplin.
Halftime score from Dover. Highland 38 and Strasburg 20. Back around the recap to half, first half for you on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem, and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling. They're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeroy Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeroy is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomeroy. Hospital.org.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
It is halftime at Girls Division 7 District Championship Basketball from Dover. All Highland, they have a 38-20 lead over Strasburg. Highland led 16-9 in the first quarter that saw three lead changes and one tie. And Highland had a 7-point lead, but then Highland outscoring Strasburg 22-11 in the second quarter. And Highland has an 18-point lead at 38-20 in halftime. For Highland, leading the way was Joplin Yoder. Joplin already in double figures for her for the 22nd time of the year, the third time in postseason play for Joplin Yoder. She was 4-for-6 from downtown, making 4 3-pointers in the first half, 1-for-2 from two-point range, and Joplin Yoder had the 14 first-half points. Also, Trish Troyer in the first half. Troyer was 3-for-3 from three-point distance for her total of 9 points. Macy Mullen also from beyond the arc. She would go 2-for-5 from three-point distance, and she had a total of 8 points in the first half. 3 points scored by Perrin Mishler, 2 for Ellie Habiger, and 2 points also scored by Edie Bass, rounding out the 38-point total for Highland. For Strasburg leading the way, that was Riley Thomas. As for Thomas in that first half of play, she was 3-for-5 from two-point range, 4-for-5 for the foul line, as Thomas had 10 points. After that, it was 3 points apiece for Ellie Gilkerson and Lila Wiggs, 2 points apiece for Sophia Seacrest and Addison Sibilla, rounding out the Strasburg total of 20. Halftime score, Highland 38 and Strasburg 20. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you so much. For the three-point line, Highland was a blistering 10 of 19 for 53%. Strasburg went 2 of 11 for 18%. In the field goal department, Highland only shot 2 of 3, but the way they're shooting the ball from the 3, no need to, right? So 67% from the 2 for Highland. Strasburg was 6 of 13 for 46%. Free throw line, Highland went 4 of 4 for 100%. Strasburg went 4 for 6 for 67%. In the rebound department, Highland had 13. Strasburg had 16. In turnover department, both teams doing a very good job handling the basketball. Highland with 3, Strasburg with 5.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half for Strasburg. Riley Thomas had 4 boards, 3 rebounds apiece for Sophia Seacrest and Addison Sibilla. Sibilla had 2 at the offensive end. For Highland, it was Joplin Yoder who had 6 rebounds in the first half and 3 boards. boards also for Ellie Habiger. 38-20 at halftime. I don't think anybody thought 18-point for lead for Highland here at halftime, Cousy, but they're doing it with that three-point shot.
They are, Matt. You know, we talked a little bit about in pregame about how, you know, how kids and how teams handle, you know, certain situations. And, you know, Highland came out shooting the ball well early, and I think a little confidence booster. Next thing you know, it's the popcorn machine going off, and everybody's getting into the act, and yeah, they're shooting it very confidently. They're, you know, transition threes are going up really well, and then yeah, and then Joplin Miller is just doing a tremendous job of scoring in multiple areas. But yeah, there's a lot of game to be left. Strasburg's a great team. I'm sure there's going to be some halftime adjustments being made. You know, Highland's going to have to continue to figure out how to put points on the scoreboard and see what happens here defensively in the second half.
Winner moves on to the regional semifinals next Thursday against either Furnace Green or South Gallia at 8 o'clock at Logan. Halftime score, Highland 38 and Strasburg 20. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Mount Hope Auction is offering the following sales next week, including a Mid-Ohio Pony Sale on the 7th, a Draft Horse Sale on the 8th, a Carriage and Tack Sale and Halflinger Sale on the 9th, and a Draft Horse Sale on the 10th and 11th. Check out their website for more information at www.mounthopeauction.com or give them a call at 330-674-6188. The Mount Hope Auction is located right in the heart of Mount Hope, and they are proud supporters of all Holmes County athletes.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Remember, we are video live streaming this afternoon's contest on the WKLM YouTube page that is courtesy of our partnership with Claxton Communications. It is Aiden Garbrandt producing today's live stream coverage and Owen Garbrandt working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for today's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaze the Molds back at the studio. Of course, also being live streamed on YouTube this afternoon is Girls Division 4 District Championship Basketball from New Philadelphia. West Holmes currently taking on Indian Creek in that contest. That's also live streamed on YouTube and also on Stream 2 on our website. Of course, later on tonight, we'll have boys basketball, Garoway against Meadowbrook, And also girls basketball, Wayndale against Canton Central Catholic. Those games will be both on live stream on YouTube as well later on tonight. Highland ball to begin the second half with that 18-point lead here in the third quarter. Here's Macy Mullen. Has it stolen away by Sophia Seacrest. Seacrest to the bucket. Her shot left hand going to be no good, though. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullen. So Highland recovers, and now Mullen to the front court. Pass goes to Joplin Yoder. Her 18-footer's up there going to be knocked down. Nicole Bennett, a three-point basket. She stepped back enough to get credit for the three.
I think Joplin's only going to shoot three. She's like, she's inside the three. She's going to step it on back.
Why not today? 17 points, Joplin Yoder, and nailing now her fifth three-pointer of the afternoon.
Yeah, that was, you know, turnover by Highland to start the half. They missed the layup. Highland goes down and hits the three, so... Right now, Highland's getting every 50-50 opportunity right now.
Yeah, key sequence of events for sure. Strasburg has it out top to Lila Wiggs. Dribbles it. Now right side goes over to Gilkerson. Her pass goes across the lane to Riley Thomas. Thomas shot right hand off the glass. That's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Habiger. Highland ball up 41-20. Early in the third, pass by Mullet to the corner to Edie Mass. Her three-point going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Thomas. Outlets the pass to Seacrest. Bumped, new foul. Over to Wiggs. Wiggs, a three-quarter score. Gets the handoff back to Seacrest. She'll cross the timeline. Has it left point. Seacrest now to the foul line. Pass to go to the corner now to Wiggs. Inside now to Allie Miller. Miller jump hook, no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a dove after by Macy Mullet, and she'll corral it. Mullet to Joplin Yoder. Back to Macy Mullet. Highland has the ball. Mullet out top. Highland up by 21. Here's Joplin. Back over to Macy Mullet. High on the left. Mullet dribbles it. Now to the right wing. Picks it up. Out top now to Habiger. Habiger drives to lane. Her 10-footer's up there. No good. Missed the floater. Rebound though by Edie Mast. Back out top to Mullet to Trish Troyer. Crossover left wing. Now the Joplin Yoder. Gets it back out top to Macy Mullet to reset the offense. Mullet to the foul line. Left corner back to Trish Troyer. Inside pick and roll goes to Habiger. Wide open. She'll lay it up and in.
Yeah, great pass by Trish. Good job by Highland on floor spacing.
Habiger has four. Her second bucket. 43-20 Lady Hawks in the district championship. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Strasburg has the ball. Seacrest. Pass goes over to Gilkerson. The point out top down to Wiggs. Pass passed down to Riley Thomas. Thomas right post. Her shot going to be no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. She'll be bumped in the backcourt. Picks it up. Outlets a pass down to Macy Mullen. Mullen across the half court line. Out top Joplin Yoder now. On the right side, they're going to be corralled and saved. No, out of bounds off of Edie Mast hands. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. That's now Tori Weaver in, also in as Perrin Mishler for Highland, and replacing Edie Mast as well as Ellie Habiger. Strasburg has it in the backcourt, far side, down 43-20 with 5:40 to play, third quarter. Seacrest working against Mishler across the midcourt line. To the foul line. Lane. Shot left hand by Seacrest. No good. Rebound. Chased down by Tori Weaver. Macy Mullet now with the basketball for Highland across the timeline. Gets the hand off to Weaver. Inside goes to Joplin. She fell down, though. Trying to post up on Allie Miller. Stolen away by Spidell. Highland has their sixth turnover. On the left wing to Sibilla. Her cross-court pass received by Seacrest. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound saved by Sibilla, though, to the corner. Saved, trying to save it was Riley Thomas. She dove after it, but out of bounds. And Highland is going to have the basketball. All Highland a 43-20 advantage. 5 minutes to play. We're in the third quarter. Macy Mullet in the backcourt. Has it stolen away by Seacrest. Seacrest to the bucket, spins around. Her shot left hand is going to be no good, though. Rebound tipped to the hands of Tori Weaver. So again, a steal, but could not convert around that basket. That pass goes to the corner to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Her floater's up in the air going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Allie Miller. Outlets a pass to Seacrest. She'll cross the timeline. Seacrest, pass inside, goes over to Riley Thomas. Her shot no good, but she drew a foul on the much smaller Macy Mullet.
Yeah, she gets the ball that deep, but she's gonna catch it. She's going to score, get to the foul line. And that time she did.
Mullet, her first team foul in Highland. Riley Thomas is at the foul line, where she's 4-5 so far today. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan to take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. First free throw good by Thomas. She has 11 points. Now the second free throw.
Yeah, one thing, Highland's got to take care of their basketball. They got four turnovers already. They had three in the first half, four already here in the third quarter. Got to take care of the basketball.
Trying to clean that up. Both free throws good by Thomas. Highland ball up 43-22. Cross-court pass goes to Macy Mullett. Mullett into the corner, goes to Edie Mass, fumbles it, grabs it, but out of bounds. Just couldn't corral that pass. The eighth turnover on Highland. 4:26 to go. Third quarter. Strasburg has it down 43-22. Seacrest in the backcourt. Works it against Edie Mast. She'll race it across the midcourt line. Seacrest to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Her 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Habiger. She'll find Macy Mullett. Mullett now to the left wing. Hands it off to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. Her shot going to be no good, but foul is called. Blocking foul will be the call on Spidell. First team foul in Strasburg, and Spidell has her second personal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Matt. I like how Ellie's playing. Ellie, both ends of the floor. That rebound was really, it was a one-hand rebound, right? She got it, corralled it one hand, goes down the other end, draws contact, gets the free throw line. She's playing a very solid game.
She's attacking. No question about it being physical today, and that free throw's up going to be good. Ellie Habiger now has 5 points on the afternoon. At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Fed and Ink custom apparel and embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw by Habiger. That's going to be good as well. 6 points for Habiger. Came in averaging 6 a game and 4 rebounds per contest during the tournament run. Also a 70% free throw shooter on the season. 45-22 Highland.
Yeah, I like this little token pressure that Highland's doing on Seacrest. They're not just letting them bring them off the floor. Even though we're not getting steals in the backcourt, they're making them take a little bit of time off the clock.
That pass inside goes to Riley Thomas. No good, no. But it will be a foul on John Pagliota. But as you mentioned, the time certainly of the essence on the Strasburg end. That will be a foul on Joplin, her second.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hannah's put about 3 or 4 people on Seacrest so far today. And again, they're not there to try to steal the ball. They're just up there to work her, get her turn in the backcourt, and kind of slow down Strasburg's offense.
Thomas has 12 points. Back at the foul line, the free throw is going to be good. 45-23 Highland. 3:46 to play, third quarter. Thomas, the second free throw by the senior. It's going to be up, going to be good as well. Embedded to Macy Mullett, light focal pressure. Gets a pass off now to Trish Troyer. Troyer, double team, lost it, and stolen away by Sophia Seacrest. Seacrest to the lane, looking. Pass out top now to Spidell. That was after the ninth Highland turnover. Spidell passes by, pick and roll goes to Thomas. Her layup no good, but she's fouled by Joplin Yoder. Joplin all of a sudden has her third personal foul and 13th foul in Highland. Now Riley Thomas is back to the foul line.
And she's making a living there. She does a really good job when she catches it of just drawing the contact. Like there, you know, Joplin's behind her. I think, you know, Thomas caught it. Just kind of went into her. They're going to call that every time.
Thomas, 14 points on the afternoon. She's knocked 4 3 throws down already in the third. Make it 5. And she buries that one. 45-25 Highland. As now Joplin Yoder's out. In is Tori Weaver. Second free throw by Thomas. That's up. That's going to be good as well. Focal pressure embedded to Macy Mullett for Highland. Dribbles at three-quarter square. Double team. Her pass to Weaver. Back over to Macy Mullett, deflected, grabbed by Mullett, and out of bounds, another turnover, number 10 on Highland. So that press giving them a little trouble.
It is. That's a seventh this quarter. So Highland's got to handle the pressure on the backcourt a little bit better. They've become a little tentative, right, against the pressure. Got to look to attack it.
Spidell inbounds it out top to Seacrest. Seacrest to the foul circle. Backs it up out top. Her pass left side to Spidell. Dribbles it to the corner. Spidell to the foul line. Her cross-court pass over to Lila Wiggs out to Spidell. Back to the corner now. Simple over for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fall four grabbed by Weaver. Highland ball. Here's Trish Troyer in the backcourt. She'll find Macy Mullett. Mullett across the timeline. Her pass right side, Edie Mast. Mast out top of the dribble. Hands it off to Macy Mullett. Spurns around top of the key. Mullett back over to Tori Weaver. Back out top, Edie Mass now with the basketball. She'll find Macy Mullett near the midcourt line to reset the offense. Back to Weaver, but 2:35 to play and counting third quarter. Troyer out top to Edie Mass. Right wing back to Tori Weaver. Back out top, deflected back to her, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of who? It goes off of Strasburg. Now Spidell went after at the last second. She bumped into Weaver, knocked her out of bounds. That's going to be a foul. Second team foul in Strasburg.
Yeah, I think Heidel was looking for maybe an intentional one on that, right? I mean, Tori's out of bounds. She gets, you know, gets tackled on the sideline. But
late hit in football.
It would have been. Yeah.
Third personal on Spidell.
Tori found out she's not Patrick Mahomes. can't protect that much, right?
No. That man passed by Mullet goes out top the Evie Mast. Mast, crossover to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Weaver. Left wing back to Troyer. Back out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet jab step. Dribbles it. Gets the hand off to Evie Mast.
Yeah, I tell you what, Highland's smart here, especially with Joplin on the bench with three fouls. I think they're just going to try to stretch it out a little bit and take some time off the clock.
Why not with that big lead? Here's Mullet. Into the corner goes over to Trish Troyer. Troyer hands it off, but gets the coach for traveling before she did so to Habiger. That'll be Highland's 11th turnover.
Yeah, it was just kind of an odd play. They were both kind of stuck in no man's land, and they looked at each other and just kind of, led to a travel call by Trish. So, 8 turnovers here in the third quarter for Highland.
Strasburg still down by 19, though. They had the basketball. Sophia Sechrest down top. Sechrest, just 2 points so far on the day. Spidell loves it inside the Riley Thomas. Thomas to the right block. Double team. Lost it on the floor and stolen by
there
Evie Mast.
There you go. Highland brought the double that time on Thomas. Calls a turnover.
Sixth on the day for Strasburg. Pass out top goes to Evie Mast. Cross-court pass. Trish Troyer now on the left point. Crossover. Troyer gets it out top back to Macy Moa. 1:17 and counting in the third. Moa back over to Evie Mast. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup scoop shot missed everything. Rebound to the floor is grabbed by Sophia Sechrest. She'll take it across the half-court line. Lost it, again stolen away by Evie Mast. Moved after by Weaver, picked up now by Macy Mullen. Mullen on the fast break. Fast pass goes to Trish Troyer to the opposite corner. Lobs it down to Habiger. Out top now to Evie Mast to reset things offensively. That was the 7th Strasburg turnover on the day. Mullen has it. 40 seconds to go. She's bumped and fouled by Lila Wiggs. 13 foul in Strasburg. Wiggs has her first personal foul.
Yeah, Highland's doing a better job. They got to understand Strasburg's going to play physical. They're going to take some chances. They're going to come get the ball handler. So Highland's guards have to be strong with the basketball.
And Habiger now to inbound it. 40.9 seconds to play in the third. Her pass goes to Macy Mullen. 45-26 Highland. Mullet to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner-up there going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Allie Miller. Tigers with it. Long pass by Sechrest. Grabbed by Thomas inside. That Gilkerson should be fouled by Perrin Mishler, who just checked into the game. 14th foul on Highland, and Mishler will have her first personal foul. Rather get that, though, than give up the easy layup.
Absolutely. Yeah, again, with the new rule with the 5 fouls, right? Pretty good foul there by Perrin.
Embedded to Miller in the paint. Backs it in. Her shot off the last pass. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. And the press on as Mullet will race past it, deflected away out top to Habiger. On the left wing, back to Trish Troyer. 15 seconds to play, third quarter. Out top to Mullet. 10 seconds to go. Mullet to the left wing, down to 7 seconds. Poke Lewis will track it down near midcourt, 5 seconds to go. 3 seconds, stolen away, and that is going to do it here for the third quarter. At the end of three, Highland 45 and Strasburg 26. This is girls' district championship basketball on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think copper-free hardware products at MRV Siding Supply. With copper-free hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all copper-free hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Highland outscored Strasburg 7-6 in that third quarter of action. It was set for the start of the fourth quarter play. And third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Highland was 1-for-2 on three-point tries for 50%. Strasburg 0-for-2. Highland 1-for-5 from two-point range for 20% shooting. Strasburg 0-for-8. As the Highland was 2-for-2 for the foul line. Strasburg 6-for-6. And Highland out rebounding Strasburg 9-4 in that third quarter. 9 turnovers for Highland, 2 for Strasburg in that third quarter of play.
Yeah, interesting, Matt. They got Strasburg 6 points came on Riley Thomas' 6 free throws, so nothing on the field goal.
Have not shot the ball well today for Strasburg against the Highland defense. Meanwhile, going to be an offensive foul on Sechrist, calling for pushing off on, I believe it was Trish Schroyer defending her. So the offensive foul on Sechrist, that'll be her first personal foul.
Yeah, I think Macy took that charge, I think.
Macy's
guard, good on-ball defense.
Bullet dribbles it across the timeline against that pressure, double team, deflected, stolen away by Riley Thomas. And a Sechrist. Sechrist, right side three-pointer, that's going to be knocked down. Her first three-pointer made today, 5 points for Sechrist. Highland ball at 45-29 into the fourth quarter. Now the Joplin Yoder right on the foul line. She'll find Evie Mass. Mass drive, lane. Left hand layup by Mass, no good. Rebound goes to Gilkerson. Outlets a pass to Sechrist for Strasburg. Has a right wing, crossover out top. Her three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good that time. Rebound, fought for. Going to be grabbed by Gilkerson, her putback no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. Wrestles it away, gets called for traveling, kind of lost her footing. Randy Stable kind of looking for a foul, didn't get it, and Highland has their 14th turnover after the board. So the Strasburg going to have the basketball. They trail at 45-29, 7:03 to play fourth quarter. Sechrist looking to inbound it to the corner. Goes over on the three-point shot up in the air. Going to be no good by Maddie Boylan. Rebound to Edie Mast. Highland basketball. Macy Bullitt across the timeline. Finds Trish Troyer. Back to Bullitt near the midcourt line. Dribbles the left wing. Bullitt double team. Wrestles it away. Into the corner goes to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. Bumped. Backs it up. Lost it and throws it away. Another turnover for Highland. Now 15 of the game. Sechrist picks it up too soon. It's a pass off through to Riley Thomas. Thomas spins around to the lane. Fadeaway jumper by Thomas is going to be good. Timeout Highland. Thomas is 18 points. 6.5 to play fourth quarter. It's Highland 45 and Strasburg 31. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Back in her way, Joplin Yoder will beat the full compression. She bumped the foul just past midcourt. Blocking foul on Strasburg. Their second team foul on the quarter already. And the foul going to be called on Gilkerson here first.
Yeah, Matt, they're certainly going to be overly aggressive and come get the basketball. So Hans just got to handle it.
Three-pointer by Troyer. Meanwhile, she'll knock it down for the far corner. Trish Troyer, a big-time shot.
She's 4-for-4 from the three.
12 points. And a 48-31 Highland advantage. Charlesburg ball. Here's Sechrist. Left wing three-pointer by Cibola. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound. Slapped in the hands of Joplin Yoder. Triple teamed after the rebound. And a foul will be called after the board. That'll be the third team foul in Charlesburg in this fourth quarter of play. Big shot, but as you talked about, Cousy, got to be able to handle that pressure for Highland and not turn that ball over as they have in the second half.
Right, exactly. Yeah, handling this very good aggressive defense by Strasburg. So different people for Highland have to handle the basketball.
That was the second personal on Gilkerson. Yeah, Highland beats the pressure this time. Here's Habiger. Pass left corner, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the foul line. Busted her own teammate and throws it away. Ran into Trish Troyer. Here's Gilkerson's pass to Sechrist. Sechrist inside the paint. Her shot left hand going to be no good. Rebound is grabbed by Macy Mullet. Mullet will race it across the timeline. Cross-court pass goes to the left wing to Trish Troyer. Back to Weaver. Back out top. Here's Macy Mullet with the basketball. Mullet spins away from the double team to the right wing. Picks it up. And another bump foul on Strasburg. That is her 14th foul already in this fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, next one, Matt. Highland will be shooting two shots. I would expect that to come fairly quick here.
And later on tonight, again, high school scoreboard on WKLM is brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. That was the second personal on Sophia Sechrist. And batted to the corner goes to Joplin Yoder. Her pass under the basket to Trish Troyer. On the left wing, Weaver. Out top, Macy Mullet now. On the right side, here's Joplin Yoder with the basketball. Dribbles it out top. Finds Macy Mullet. Mullet down to the right point. Double team. She'll find Habiger. Habiger back near midcourt. Now the Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it. Hands it off now to Macy Mullet. Double team. And gets rid of it. And a timeout called by Highland. 5:08 to play, Highland 48 and Strasburg 31. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. 17-point lead for Highland. And it'll be Lady Hawks basketball out of the timeout. Habiger to Windmill.
I tell you, Matt, Macy Mullet doing a great job of just handling pressure the whole game.
Inside to Mullet, double team. And that arrow pass could be tied up. Arrow does point, though, the Highland.
Yeah, Macy's just doing a lot of little things out there, you know, handling the basketball, making great passes. And these last 5:05, she's going to have to keep doing that.
Such a big responsibility, no question about that, for the sophomore point guard. And handles that well. Inbounds the right wing to Evie Mass. All alone for a three-pointer. She'll miss the shot. Rebound goes to Lila Wiggs. And a Sibola for Strasburg to the front court. Now to Riley Thomas. To Sibola to the corner. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to Ellie Habiger. Another great box out. Habiger. Her pass down to Macy Mullet. Into the front court to Evie Mass. Mass dribbles to the baseline. Pass across the lane. Going to be stolen away by Sechrist. Highland has their 17th turnover. On the left wing, now to Sibola. On the right post goes to Riley Thomas. Her shot off the last going to be good. Thomas has 20, 48-33 Highland. Pass front goes to Evie Mast on the right wing. Out top to Macy Mullet. 4:20 to play. Mullet lobs it to the corner to Evie Mast. Out top to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be good again. Macy Mullet has 11, her third three-pointer this afternoon. Another big-time three-point shot for Highland.
That's the 13th three for Highland here this afternoon, Matt.
51-33 Lady Hawks. Here's Sechrist out top. Crossover. Mass went down. And then calling illegal screen set by Spidell.
Yeah, and that's the right call. I mean, yeah, she got caught there. I mean, yeah, Evie did a good job of trying to get through the screen. You see that called all the time in college. At high school level, it's getting more and more called. But that high ball screen, Yeah, kids that try to get through that screen, they're going to call that every time.
Fourth personal in Spiedel. 15th foul on Strasburg. Of course, that was a player control foul, so no free throws. Here's Mullet to the front court, to the foul line. To the right wing goes the jump on the other. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four is chased down by Lila Wiggs. 51-33 Highland. Strasburg has it. 3:40 to go. Now to Thomas. Thomas to the right block. Right wing now to Spiedel. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound off the glass. Fought four going to be tied up. Iridosny with Strasburg this time around. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. Inbounded to Spiedel. Her shot's no good for the right block. Rebound, Jonathan Yoder. Knocked out of bounds by off of Yoder's hands, they're going to say. And Strasburg's going to hand the basketball back. 51-33 Highland. Time's starting to run out, though, on the Lady Tigers with 3.5 to go. Inbounded out of Wiggs on the left wing. Inside to Spiedel. On the right corner. Shot by Maddie Boylan. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound out of bounds. Off the hands of Wiggs. And Highland will have the basketball on the back baseline.
Yeah, team rebound there for the Hawks.
Focal pressure on. Inbounded to Macy Moa. Her pass down to Habiger. Habiger dribbles it across midcourt. Lost it out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. 18 turnovers on Highland this afternoon. Just 8 by comparison for Strasburg. Timeout Strasburg, 3:14 to play. Highland 51. Strasburg 33. This is girls district championship basketball on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Welcome to your dream home at 4838 Township Road 400 in Middlesbrough. Listed for sale by Coffin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. This four-bedroom, one-bath bungalow has a modern updated kitchen and includes new appliances and an additional sunroom. The large yard is ideal for activities and gardening, and the new back vinyl patio is perfect for outdoor dining and entertaining on 1.5 acres. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Vernon Yoder at 330-466-0520 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com.
Strasburg ball out of the timeout. Miller had it blocked away by Joplin Yoder, and Yoder gets the steal. Highland basketball. Yoder's pass left wing back to Trish Troyer. Back out top. Chased back down by Macy Bullitt near that midcourt line. She'll get to it. Bullitt pass near side, Trish Troyer. Has the pull close. There's a steal by Riley Thomas. And she'll find Lila Wiggs. Wiggs layup going to be blocked by Trish Troyer, but she'll get called for the foul. And that'll send Lila Wiggs to the charity stripe. First team foul Highland in the quarter. Trish Troyer has her first personal foul. Reminder also, we're live streaming the West Holmes Indian Creek game. Last time I looked, Indian Creek had just a 6-point lead after having a big lead in the first half. West Holmes has come back in that. And again, that's also on YouTube currently here this afternoon. That free throw no good on the first attempt, though, by Lila Wiggs. Wiggs just 3 of 11 for the charity stripe today. 2:44 to go. That free throw going to be good. Wiggs has 4. 51-34 Highland. 2:40 to play. Here's Habiger against that pressure. And over to Macy Mullet in the backcourt. Mullet dribbles it into the front court. Now to Trish Troyer. Troyer looking. Has out top Evie Mast. Now to Joplin Yoder high on the right. Joplin to the corner of the pass to Habiger. Inside to Evie Mast. She'll dribble it back out top as Highland running down that clock.
Yeah, good discipline there by Evie.
Dribbles in near midcourt. She'll be fouled by Seacrest. So it'll be a double bonus. And two free throws now for Evie Mast. Seacrest has her third personal foul. Now come down the free throws here with Highland at 51-34 advantage and 2:19 to go. Evie Mast, 2 points on the afternoon, both on free throws from that second quarter for her. Free throw up, it's going to be good.
120 in the game for
Strasburg.
52-34. Again, winner moves on to the regional semifinals next Thursday. It gets either Furnace Green or South Gallia at 8 o'clock at Logan High School on February 27th. Passed her second free throw. That's up. That's going to be good as well. 4 points, Edie Mast, 53-34 Highland. Spidell to the front court for Strasburg. On the right wing, over to Gilkerson, back out top. To Riley Thomas, her three-pointer top of the key, going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Joplin Yoder. Anna Mast to the front court. Final 2 minutes. Here's Joplin. No foul right now. Goes to Macy Mullen. Working against Wiggs. She'll find Edie Mast. Mast double team. Over to Macy Mullen on the right side. Back to Joplin Yoder. Under the bucket goes to Habiger. She'll again get away from the bucket and get that pass out top to run down this clock.
Yeah, it could have been easy too for Ellie, yeah. But just Coach Laybaugh exactly what I wish he did. Bring it out, run time off, make him foul.
Smart team play for Hawks, looking for this win. And for Highland, really about the start today, because he really came out red hot here in that first half.
Yeah, Matt, absolutely did. Shot the ball extremely well. It was contagious. Different people, so just kept it rolling.
Layup no good by Joplin. No rebound goes to Allie Miller. Here's Riley Thomas. Her shot left block going to be no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. And a Macy Mullen. Trish Troyer with it. Back out top to Evie Mast. 108 to go. McCoy alongside David Cousy Border here for this afternoon. And Girls Division 7 District Championship basketball from Dover. No foul from Strasburg at the double team at under a minute to go. And Highland going to secure another district title, their third consecutive district championship.
Yeah, Highland was just phenomenal from the get-go. A lot of turnovers in the second half. That's one thing. Of all the things Highland did not do well, there was one thing, and that was shoot or take care of the basketball. Second half, they'll clean that up for next week in the regional.
Absolutely. First, you got Waterford looming, possibly on the other side of the bracket in the regional finals if they can get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a rematch of last year's regional final, right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Foul called. Joplin Yoder at the foul line. Second personal on Wiggs, and Joplin Yoder 17 points on the day. 5 3-pointers on the afternoon for Joplin Yoder, now at the charity stripe. Ashland University commit. Her free throw is up, and that's going to be in and out, no good. Ashland regular season kind of coming toward the end here at Cousy. Of course, a few Highland Lady Hawks on that team, certainly, and another special year for them.
They are. They're having a great year. They've clinched the GMAC championship. And actually, Coach Pickens, Ashland's head coach here watching Joplin Day, she's got to be smiling from ear to ear.
No doubt about it.
Can't wait to see her in the purple and the yellow next year.
Second free throw. That's up. That's good by Joplin. 18 points for Joplin. She'll check you out.
Yeah, big time game for Joplin. You always say big-time players make big-time plays at big-time games, and she certainly did that today.
She did that today. 54-34 Highland. 35 seconds. Charlesburg with the basketball. Bounce pass right side. Stolen away by Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the front court. 10th turnover for Charlesburg on the day. Mishler has it poke loose. And that'll be tied up. Arrow does point to Highland with 24.8 seconds to go.
Yeah, good for some younger kids for Highland to get out there on the floor. You got Peyton Miller and Macy Miller out there also, along with the ML girl. That's great.
Great experience for them.
Yep.
Out top now. Here's Peyton Yoder. Gets the handoff. Back near that midcourt line. Sienna Emil dribbles it. Gets the handoff. Now Macy Miller over to Tori Weaver. 14 seconds and counting. Down to the final 10 seconds. Highland will get themselves a victory today. 54-34 Lady Hawks. And Highland capturing their third consecutive district title. They'll play next Thursday at 8 o'clock. Highland, a 20-point win from the district championship. Back into this, we'll be speaking with head coach Brady Stabel on the floor after this on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether your home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Basketball coach Brady Schlabel capturing their third consecutive district championship. And Brady, got to love the way your team kind of came out, really right in the threes in that first half.
Yeah, I felt like mentally we were in a really good spot. Kids wanted to come out, play extremely hard, and you know, leave nothing on the floor afterwards, and that's what they did. Defensively, we were locked in on scouting report and had some big-time players step up.
You mentioned that Koozie Warner talking about that big-time player step up in big games. So how about Joplin Yoders today with those 18 points, 5 3-pointers?
Unbelievable. For her to come out like that in the first quarter really settled us down. I think that kind of let everybody else know that, you know, they could play their game, they could be comfortable, and, you know, we really locked in.
Talk about locking in here. Certainly a fight on that touch here. Trish Troyer, what a two games she's had, two games in a row, along with Macy Bullitt today.
She's playing at such a high level right now. She's got so much confidence, and so do all the players around her. Thought Macy did an awesome job today getting us into what we need to get into. And then, you know, Ellie and Trish had the biggest defensive assignment on the floor, and I thought they handled it very well.
You knew Strasburg was going to be aggressive in that second half, trying to get back in the ballgame. Able to kind of hold them off there at the final stretch of the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was the best job we've done this year, coming strong to the ball, keeping it away when we needed to, but I would have liked to see us be a little more aggressive, take some layups when you get them, but I thought the girls handled it really well. This is a game they've been looking forward to for a year now. We knew that we'd be in this moment, and you know, they prepared like we would be too.
They look like it today, that's for sure. They get the win, they're going to go back to the regionals. Your thoughts as you go back to the regional tournament once again?
It's going to be fun. This is the best time of the year. Our kids work so hard for this moment. You know, South Gallia, Furnace Green, they're both great teams, and so it should be a fun one.
Brady, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Matt.
As Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Highland captured their third consecutive district title. We'll be picking up the ceremony here momentarily here for the Highland Lady Hawks capturing the district championship.
And your Division 7 East District Champion, Highland Hawks. Please welcome Macy Mullett. Ellie Hanager. Victoria Weaver. Edie Mass. Easton Miller. Sia Emmel. Peyton Yoder.
Today, 54-34 back with the final numbers right after this.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stock up and save all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Rotel tomatoes, 3 for $5, 28 to 29 ounce Hunt's tomatoes, 2 for $5, 12 ounce Armor Treat, 2 for $4, 20 ounce Armor Beef Stew, $2.98, Armor Vienna Sausage, 98 cents, 3 ounce Armor Potted Meat, 78 cents, and 53 ounce Van Camp's Pork and Beans, $3.78. Plus get USDA inspected pork shoulder roast, $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
It is the final Girls Division 7 District Championship basketball from Dover High School. Highland captures their third consecutive district title, and they've now won 10 of the last 11 district championships and their 24th district title in school history. And Highland wins it by 20, 54-34 over Strasburg this afternoon. Highland led 16-9 after the first quarter that saw three lead changes and one tie. Highland had that 7-point lead, but then they would outscore Strasburg 22-11 in a key second quarter, and Highland had a 38-20 lead at halftime, and Highland held them off the rest of the way to get the 45-26 lead through three and a 54-34 victory to capture the district championship. For Highland, they had three players in double figures. Joplin Yoder would lead the way for Joplin in double figures for the third time as many games in postseason action, and for her, the 22nd time on the season. For Joplin Yoder, she was 5 for 8 from three-point distance, 1 for 3 from two-point range, 1 for 2 from the foul line, as Joplin Yoder had 18 points. Also, Trish Troyer in double figures for the second time of postseason play, the 10th time on the season for her. For Trish Troyer, she would go 4 for 4 from beyond the three-point line, 0 for 1 from two-point range for her total of 12 points. And Macy Mola in double figures for the 8th time of the season, the first time in the postseason for Macy Mola. She would go 3 for 6 from downtown, 0 for 1 from 2-point range, 2 for 2 for the foul line. Macy Mola, she had 11 points. Also, 4 points scored by Edie Mast, 6 for Ellie Habiger, and 3 for Perrin Mishler, rounding out the Highland scoring of 54. For Strasburg, one player in double figures, that was Riley Thomas. As for Thomas on the afternoon, she was outstanding as per usual, 0 for 1 from 3-point distance, but 5 for 15 from 2-point range, and also 10 for 11 for the foul line. Thomas had a game high of 20 points. Also, 5 points for Sophia Seacrest, 4 points scored by Lila Wiggs, 3 for Ellie Gerkerson, and 2 points scored by Addison Sibula, rounding up the Strasburg total of 34. Final score, Highland 54 and Strasburg 34. Now with the final team numbers, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you so much. From the three-point line, Highland went a blistering 13 of 25 for 52%. Strasburg was 3 for 20 for 15%. From the two-point field goal department, Highland went 3 of 10 for 30%. Strasburg went 7 of 27 for 26%. From the charity stripe, Highland went 9 of 10 for 90%. Strasburg was 11 for 15 for 73%. In the rebound department, Highland had 32. Strasburg had 23, so Highland goes plus 9. In the turnover department, Highland had 19 turnovers. Strasburg had 10.
Individual rebounding leaders for Strasburg, it was a total of four rebounds for Dwightley Thomas. She had 4 boards, and also 4 rebounds for Sophia Seacrest for the game. And for Highland, in the way for them, it was 6 boards for Ellie Habiger and 12 rebounds for Joplin Yoder. She had herself a double-double today. And 4 boards also for Tori Weaver, 5 rebounds for Macy Mullett. Highland gets the win 54-34, and simply put, the Cousy Highland team in ready to play this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, Matt, I mean, they came out with their foot on the pedal from the get-go, and you know, honestly, I think the best thing that happened to Highland was the loss to Strasburg 2 weeks ago in the NBC Showcase, and really woke them up, I think, kind of reevaluated the game plan. You know, Highland had a multitude of players hitting the three early, and then just I thought the role players did a tremendous job. And even Tori Weaver, right? Tori Weaver didn't score, but I think she had 4 or 5 rebounds. You know, I mean, Perrin Mischler comes in that first half when the everybody's hitting three. She hits a corner three. So they got key contributions across the board, and that's what you need at this point in the season.
Our third and eighth players of the game, will have 2 of them today. Joplin Yoder, of course, tremendous game for her. Double-double, 18 points and 12 rebounds. And then Macy Mullett with 11 points. She'll be our other third and eighth player of the game. And you talked about the Macy, especially all the things, little things she did along with and knocking down some shots.
Yeah, I mean, Macy, you know, she... Yeah, I'm watching the game, you know, from a coach's point of view, right? And you know, Macy handles the basketball in full court, especially in the second half when Strasburg cranked it up, took the charge on Seacrest late in the game. Macy gets the ball in the right place at the right time to play her, so she does a lot of things that doesn't show up in the stat column, but certainly well-deserving for, you know, her and Joplin both for player of the game.
There's a lot of good teams here that don't make it to the regional tournament. We've talked about that, and I think part of that is players have to step up in big games, and I think a good sign, again, once again, these girls come up in a big game, and they'll have to do that again here at the regional tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and at this point in district finals, there's a lot of teams that are very good teams. They're going by the wayside. I mean, you know, Strasburg, credit to them, they had a historic season, 24-2. You know, best record they've ever had in their season. They're gonna be a force to be reckoned with for many, many years, right? And so Highland knows that. That's a program. That's a nice little rivalry that Coach Labelle talked about in pregame. But yeah, you get to the Sweet 16, the regional level, you know, next week. No matter who's there, it's just a matter of you never know who's going to have a big night. But we got to bring your defense and rebounding every game, and then other things will happen as the game goes on.
All right, Cousy, thank you very much. Highland gets the win 54-34. They go to 21-4. They won 3 straight in 8 of their last 9. Again, they'll play in the regional semifinals. They'll be next Thursday, February 27th, against either Furnace Green or South Gallia at 8 o'clock over at Logan High School. And for Strasburg, they'll end their season, as Cousy mentioned, their best record in school history at 24-2, snapping a 10-game winning streak for the Strasburg Lady Tigers. And for us, we'll kind of later on tonight, we'll have Boys Division 5 sectional championship basketball. Meadowbrook is at Garaway. That'll be on the radio and also on the Stream 1 and also on YouTube tonight. Airtime about 6:30 for that. And Girls Division 6 district championship basketball from Girard. Wayndale against Canton Central Catholic. That'll be on YouTube and Stream 2. Airtime right on 6:40. Tip-off about 7 o'clock tonight. And also we'll have reports later on for West Holmes competing in the Division 2 wrestling tournament today in the sectionals over at Sumo. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, that being Aiden Garbrandt and Owen Garbrandt, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for today, and Blaisdon Mullins back at the studio. For Cousy, I'm Matt Coy. Again, the final on girls Division 7 district championship basketball from Dover. Highland captures their 3rd consecutive district title as they win it 54-34 over Strasburg. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.